How's this go? Three, four, one, two. She sounds this for me though. It's not, you think it's just for you, but it's totally for me. She is totally. She's a choir director. Yeah. Yeah. I try to use all her main skills. One, two, three. Men were drafted, many never made it back. Those who didn't discover, in their absence they got the sack. Tenements in squalor, both rats and people getting sick. What they had in common, life was short, death was quick. No one had a plan, what they were going to do. When all the men came back home and the ranks of the unemployed grew. The way the people had to live was no life at all, but it still came as a surprise. How many answered the call? If you weren't there, you'll never know just what it was like when the whole city went on strike. City leaders and newspapers, in many ways they try to do everything they could to widen the divide between good Canadians and those they call alien scum, between those who missed conscription and those who beat the war drum. But when the veterans marched in Winnipeg, they marched for everyone under the banner of the working class, the one big union. Everybody left their jobs, whether organized or not. Even the policemen walked away, refused to embrace the rot. If you weren't there, you'll never know just what it was like when the whole city went on strike. The mayor deputized the scabs. Soon they shot two men who died in the city center on the hour when the scabs rampaged through the city, attacking anyone in the street, trapping people in alleyways, not even allowing them to retreat. Soldiers occupied the city. People hadn't eaten in weeks. The prospects for victory began to look bleak. People went back to their jobs, if indeed they even could. The bosses said they'd seek revenge, and many of them would. If you weren't there, you'll never know just what it was like when the whole city went on strike. Strike leaders were in prison, from where several were elected to the Canadian Parliament, and a monument was erected at Main and Portage, where a streetcar was overturned, driven in by strike breakers on the spot where it was burned. It was a century ago, but life is often still defined by which side you were on that picket line. Was your grandpa shot in the heart, or did they break his leg when the working class rose up and shut down Winnipeg? If you weren't there, you'll never know just what it was like when the whole city went on strike. If you weren't there, you'll never know just what it was like when the whole city went on strike. Thank you.